Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in 2 Samuel, and we're in chapter 15. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
It was not until the lords of the Philistines says we can't trust him to go to the war with us to Israel, so he sent him back, and the whole Amalekite thing where they stole his families and all that happened. But David found men whose hearts became knit to him. Heart of compassion. You see, as we begin to show compassion to other people will learn compassion. That's not something we see very often. Not really. And David had these men, these manly men following him. And in verse 19 it says, "Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us?" You see, he's looking at the leader of the 600, it would seem. And he says to them, "Why do you go with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee." He says, "Listen, this is not your fight. You go back." Ittai says, "As the Lord liveth." Now, you might circle that, the word Lord. Circle it, because that is where he's a Philistine talking about Yahweh, talking about Jehovah God. David has impacted people. He's executed his way with clarity. He's always used good judgment. And as far as these men were concerned, his God would be their God. "As the Lord liveth and as my Lord the King liveth, surely in what place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or in life, even there also will thy servant be." Ittai becomes actually a hero among David's mighty men. He is a Gittite. He is a man of Gath. And his 600 and the 600 men are also Philistines. David has found that love conquers all. Do you see where he gets in Psalm 4? "How is it you're trying to turn my glory into shame?" You never know what you have until you begin to see it all further away and people draw near. The distress David found enlarged him. He began to see the people coming, the people walking by, the people appealing. "Where you go, we'll go. If you die, we'll die. We're with you." What an honor David was receiving at this time. Things felt, things thought, but never said. Suddenly, they're out in the rough land again. And they're all looking the king in the eye when they're saying, "We're with you. Wherever you're going, we're going." I'll tell you what, that's a man after God's own heart, don't you think? Here is a man who says, "You commune with your own heart on your bed and make sure that your accounts are current," because David knew how to get to God. And the Bible says that Ittai says, "We're going whether life or death." And David said in verse 22, "Go and pass over." Ittai and the Gittite passed over with all his men and all the little ones that were with him. So they weren't just 600 men. Their families were going too. "We're with you. We don't mind if we're living in the palace or if we're living out in some pasture. We're with you." Isn't that good? I tell you, that sounds like Paul saying, "I've learned both how to be abased and how to abound. I don't care whatsoever what state I'm in. I'm content because I'm with you." And I think that's part of being a man after God's own heart, in the good times and in the bad. Verse 23 says, "And all the country wept with a loud voice." The end of the verse is going to talk about it being a wilderness therein. But they all wept. "And all the people passed over. The king himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness." Now, it's interesting because the wilderness is a place where God often is found, isn't it? Think of David in the pasture as he was coming up. Think of Moses. Moses is out there and he finds the burning bush. You know, you think of Elijah. Where is he finding God? Out in the wilderness. Jesus is driven into the wilderness. I just want you to know, sometimes it's okay to get alone. Even Paul, after he got a little preaching under his belt, thought, "I need to go work out my theology." And he went to the backside of the desert, just meditating and praying and getting to know God. Well, the Bible says that they went toward the way of the wilderness. In verse 24 it says, "And lo, Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they went down, and they set down the Ark of God. And Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. Interesting thing, again, we're seeing something about the heart of David. He doesn't want to put the city in danger, and he doesn't want to put the ark in danger. Again, we are responsible for the testimony of the kingdom of God. It should be a motivator for us. That is the heart of David. He doesn't want to put the ark in jeopardy. He says, you take that back. And what I desire, you're the priest, you need to know. And what I desire is that I'll be able to see both it, the ark, and its habitation. You see, the ark and its habitation has all kinds of pictures and vignettes to draw down on. Every sacrifice, every motion of the priest. David loved it all. And that's part of being a man after God's own heart. Having a heart of compassion, taking the hit so that the rest, the city and the ark, doesn't have to. The king said, carry it back. It says, he will bring me again, show me both it and the habitation. Verse 26, but if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, if God says, I have no delight in thee, behold, here I am, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. And you know, that was the difference between him and Saul. Saul just held his breath. And he didn't want God to take the kingdom. Anything but that. And he hated David, and he's casting a javelin at David, but not David. David says, if this is what God wants, this is what God can have. God's God. And I know I cannot contend with the Almighty. And the Bible says that the king said to Zadok, you're a seer, aren't you? In verse 27. Return into the city in peace, you and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz, thy son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from you to certify me. Now, what is believed to be saying here is, you'll be my eyes. And he says, you go and see, and when you send word, I'll know. You certify, you keep me in tune with what's going on in the city. And the Bible says in verse 29, Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark back to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. So there he's got his plan. Now, what this is showing us about the heart of compassion is that it's not mamby-pamby. It uses discretion. It uses discernment. David said, I'm going to need eyes in that city. And he's not lacking sound mind. And he says, you go back and you see for me, you certify me. When you find something out, you let me know. Verse 30 says, and David went up to the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, and he had his head covered, and he went barefoot. All the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. So notice this, David went and wept, the people went and wept, and they had bare feet, and they had their heads covered. They went and they wept. You know, there's a time to weep. This was a bad day. Not unlike our day. There's a time to weep for our country, don't you think? Our country's in trouble. The Constitution's under attack. The foundations are being destroyed. This is a problem. It's something worth weeping over. Sometimes crying out, oh God, what is it you would have? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He raises up one, he puts down another. The powers that be are ordained of God. We understand that. David understood it. But he wept for it. And he thought, you know what? Even as when the plague came upon Jerusalem for 3 days, he said, let me fall into the hands of God, not to my enemies. He says, because God is full of mercy. Aren't you glad that's true? Because he might yet have mercy on America. And David says, you know, if he wants me back, I'll be glad to go back. If he wants me out here, I'll go here. But when he hears this little piece of news that one told him that Ahithophel is among the conspirators in verse 31, David not only had people like Zadok in their his eyes, but he also had another resource. He had prayer. Verse 31, he heard about Ahithophel, who was a very wise counselor. And it says, David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. He's praying. He's back in his zone, man. We see David again. He's been in the shadows. Amnon, Tamar, Absalom, Joab, everybody's been doing nonsense for years. And David finally is finding God to be an ever-present help in his time of distress. So he prays against Ahithophel. The Bible says, and it came to pass when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped. So he went, he wept, and he worshipped. That behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Hushai was mentioned very little, but he was a man who would be the hinge upon which the victory would swing. Absalom will hit the town, and he will think, what should I do? And Ahithophel will say, go quickly, lest they find places to hide. And Hushai will be the guy who will be the hinge. And he will say, no, don't go. What you need to do is you need to stay here. And the whole battle, the whole campaign hinges on this man. Now, the interesting thing about Hushai is he's David's friend. That's all we know about him. We see him referred to as that in verse 37. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city. So what you see here is you see David had people, David had prayer, but also David had a plan. And he sent Hushai back into the city. And Hushai just wanted to go with his friend. They were buddies, and he just wanted to be wherever David was. And verse 33 says, unto whom David said, if thou passest with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I had been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. See, he prayed, but then he put a plan into motion. He says he's going to be a counselor because David always had these two men next to him. It's going to really look kingly. He had his chariots and his men, but he now has the main guys. One on the right hand and one on the left. He really will fall for this. And David sees that he will. Because so much pondering had been going on in David, but David knew his son. And he said, he will listen to you, and you may defeat the counsel of Ahithophel for me. Verse 35 says, and hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell to Zadok, and his sons will send me word. In verse 37 it says, so Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came in to Jerusalem. The plan was dangerous, and he was asking his friend to do something dangerous. Do you realize Jesus is asking us sometimes to do something that's dangerous? To live for God in a day of godlessness is a dangerous thing. It has been granted unto you and me not only to believe in Jesus, but to suffer for His sake. In many generations that's been true, and it may come back around again. But I want to suggest to you that Hushai did it because he loved David. We go because we love Jesus. And yes, it may be dangerous, but listen, it's also daring. Isn't it? It's daring. It's like, wow, you know, okay, I see what you're thinking. I see what you're saying. It's also dramatic. And don't we love the drama? We diffuse our dramatic side by watching a movie or by watching a show, and we take it away from ourselves. But if you voided us all out of that, we'd be wanting to conquer something. We'd be wanting to fell a tree. We'd be wanting to clear a field. We'd be wanting to do something crazy. Hushai goes back for the drama. He goes back for the daring of it all. Why? Because that is what life is all about. And Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And the heart of compassion is the heart that accesses life. The rest of it is all death. Everything Absalom is going to represent is death. He's a bad man doing a bad thing and affecting a lot of people, and people will die. But David, he has people who love him. He has prayer to the God who loves him. And he has a friend who will lay his life down for him. And I find that to be encouraging. To pull back the veil a little bit and see how David could still be called a man after God's own heart. He's been enlarged. He's found his glory again. And he can both lay down and sleep now. I find that to be encouraging. Because maybe some of us need to find our glory again.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.